is Nico Medved, the men's basketball coach of the Colorado State Rams, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Again, 888-530-0043. We're working on getting John Tanjay on the program. Busy guy, no doubt about it. They have a crazy couple of weeks in this not opening bit of their schedule, so we'll see if we can catch up with him. I do want to thank Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive right now. So Norfolk Iron and Metal, they, like many others, they're looking for members to join their team. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com, or you can call their Greeley location at 970-352-6722. That's norfolkironandmetal.com. Joining us now on our First Advantage Hotline, man, the star of the show, John Tanjay, was on fire last night. 31 points, a career high in that start. John, my friend, congratulations on the night. Congratulations on the win.
Appreciate it.
Man, that was fun. That was a blast. And boy, I was watching on the stadium app, but it looked like Moby Arena was absolutely madness. Moby madness. What was that like, man?
Oh, that was amazing. I haven't seen that arena looking like that in, you know, 2 years. So it was amazing. The fans are great.
So I'm looking at this game beforehand, and I doubt you guys pay attention to it, but you guys were 12.5-point favorites. You score 109 to 80. That second half especially, I mean, what was going on? You were putting moves. You're like a wizard out there. You were putting moves on people that I've never seen before.
I don't know. We scored 109. I was surprised. It was a lot.
John, what was working for you specifically? I mean, Oral Roberts, this is no slouch. This is a Sweet 16 team, and I know they had one guy enter the transfer portal that was good, but they have a solid team, especially that second half. You outscore them 59-37. What was clicking specifically in that second half?
I feel like we all just fed off of the fans that were there. The energy was amazing in that building. We all, you know, got riled up, and we all picked each other up and had tons of energy from the start, especially in that second half. So I feel like we really fed off the fans.
What's that like for you, man? I mean, you play 29 minutes in this game. You're getting your work in, but you put up 31 points. You were perfect from the free throw line. You were efficient, 10 of 14. I mean, dude, they don't get much better than that when you're looking at a scoring performance.
Yeah. No, it was great. I mean, my teammates, coaches gave me, you know, confidence to come out there and play my game, and I was pretty happy with the outcome.
How important is that to you, though? Like you just said, with your coach, with Coach Nico Medved, to give you that confidence, to instill that confidence that, hey, you just go out there and you do your thing. What's that mean to you?
I mean, that means everything to me. You know, Medved was the only head coach in the nation that believes in me. So, you know, he still proves that. So, I mean, it means the world. Yeah.
Weren't you guys just chomping at the bit to get at this game, to get at Oral Roberts? Because there's so much talk about how great this Colorado State Rams team can be. You guys have been just steadily rolling up every single year. And then this year, you're looking at all the preseason rankings and the national media paying attention to you guys. Were you ready to just put all that noise out and get out on the floor against Oral Roberts?
Yeah, 100%. I don't get too much in the media or anything like that, but I know there's a lot of buzz or whatever, but our practices were super competitive. I already knew, you know, what we were getting ourselves into, I feel like, you know, it was no surprise, you know.
We're talking to John Tanjay, who had 31 points last night for the Colorado State Rams as they beat Oral Roberts 109-80 last night in front of a packed Moby Arena. I'm telling you, I mean, yes, fantastic game for you, but you look at the depth on this team. Deshaun Thomas had a nice game. I know David Roddy was battling some back spasms, and he ended up with 8 boards and 7 points. Isaiah Stevens had a nice game. I think the main takeaway, number one, was Tanjay could not be stopped. Number two was the depth of this team. I mean, everybody was getting involved last night.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. It's no surprise. All my teammates are putting in tremendous work in the offseason, and we added some pieces this summer. So, I mean, yeah, it's pretty exciting for going forward.
Yeah, it was a great team effort. And again, that second half, you guys just exploded. Another good one coming up, Arkansas Pine Bluff on Friday. Looking forward to get back home again and just keep filling that up. I mean, I'm telling you, just looking at Twitter, social media, Moby Arena, the networks that are covering you guys, talking about Colorado State, it just seems like it's going to keep growing. So I hope you guys are ready for that, man, because that media, that press, it's going to continue to saturate you guys, which is a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, they can I hope they, you know, give us some good words, and I mean, that's great, but I mean, you know, we know what it takes to go out there and play and put in the work. So I mean, the notoriety is pretty good, but you know, that's not what we're focused on.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like you guys were focusing on that at all. And again, Oral Roberts, this was a nice W. I mean, there's going to be a lot of marquee win situations for you guys coming up down the road. That non-conference schedule is crazy. The conference, the Mountain West Conference, is very, very good, obviously. But that one, I mean, to beat a team that was in the Sweet 16 that, you know, rimmed out, had a three-pointer rim out, they would have advanced. I mean, come on, man, that's got to be pretty special to beat them and then to beat them that way.
Mm-hmm. No, it was amazing, especially to, you know, get that win in front of the crowd last night. It was a big win for us, for sure.
Oh, and you have this Adam Haysmith. I mean, he's a stud. I mean, going into the season, before the actual season started, he was ranked. We just got a texter, B-Rad, texting in as the third best player in the country. He had a good game. He had 20 points, but you guys contained him from the 3-point line. 1 of 9 from the 3-point line. So I know he was frustrated.
Yeah, he was definitely our main focus in practice for, you know, the last, I don't know, 6 days. So, no, we were really trying to emphasize, you know, making him put it on the floor and make sure he didn't get the good looks that he wanted. And he had maybe a little bit too many points for our liking, but I feel like we're happy with the outcome.
Yeah, I mean, when a star gets 20, I mean, if you're getting 31 like you, I mean, that's a different story. But when he gets 20 and not a lot of guys are stepping up in the point total around him, you kind of, as you said, you kind of do look at that and say, hey, we kind of wanted to contain him at first. And you did. He was 8 of 22. So, I mean, he had to put up quite a bit to get to that 20 mark.
Right. Yeah, we just wanted to make it as tough as possible on him. He's obviously a really good player. And you probably won't stop him completely from scoring. He's not going to have zero, but you know, he had 20, and I mean, that was pretty good for us.
What are you guys' conversations like in the locker room? And again, you guys are up 50-43. You're winning. You're looking good at the half. But again, something clicked, and you guys were just rolling. What was halftime like with you and the coaches?
Halftime wasn't any giggles or anything. We came in there. We were serious. We were locked in. We missed a couple defensive assignments. We had to work on communication and box out. So we came in there with a serious mindset and went out and played with, and then ended up having a little bit of joy at the end.
No question about it, man. I mean, again, you're getting those games are fun, aren't they? I mean, when you do your work early and then you get a little bit of a break and then you see everybody getting in the mix, I think that those are great chemistry builders right off the bat. Wouldn't you agree?
100%. I feel like this game went nearly perfectly. I mean, we got you know, everyone in, and we're missing Jalen Scott, who couldn't be at the game today. But no, everyone got in. The fans were amazing. They hyped up the guys on the bench, and I feel like, you know, it was a really great night.
All right, last one for you. Just what was it like for you personally? I mean, are we talking goosebumps when you get out there and you see Moby Arena, Moby Madness? It's full, crowd's going crazy. I heard they were chanting, you know, we want Oral Roberts out there chanting. Well, what was that like, man? Goosebumps moment for you, or are you just like so locked in it's hard to notice?
I mean, I was pretty locked in, but at the same time, I definitely appreciated all the fans that, you know, that came out. I mean, I definitely did probably have, you know, some goosebumps. My mom was at the game with my aunt, so it was a really big game, and it meant a lot for the turnout.
Yeah, you just mentioned your mom, your aunt. You look at that situation too, doesn't it? I've always said this, just talking to players, talking to coaches around Colorado State. Your group, I mean, you guys, it just feels like a family. I mean, you talk to any one of the players. I asked David Roddy the other day who his best friend on the team was, and he's like, he listed every single one of you guys. I mean, it's serious, and it's kind of a cool thing.
No, it's definitely a family. I mean, I literally had dinner with Roddy's mom last night at Buffalo Wild Wings. But no, it's definitely a family atmosphere, and We all love each other and support each other, and it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's just absolutely nuts, man. Well, congratulations. You know, so many people are pumped about this Colorado State Rams team and what you guys can do with this season. And just get ready. Enjoy the ride, my friend. Congratulations on a 31-point game and an absolute monster win over Oral Roberts last night.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's talk to you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. John Tanjay for Colorado State. I think they're right in the middle of practice, too, so we appreciate John and Coach Medved letting us steal John for a moment. 31 points. Hey, you don't need to be a man of a lot of words when you're putting out 31 points, 3 for 7 from the three-point line, 10 of 14. It was a surprise start, too. Kevin Lytle and the Colorado, and one of his first line, John Tanjay, was the surprise name when the starting lineup was announced. And, boy, I don't think anybody thought he was going to get 30 points last night. And, again, that's not saying he's not a great player. He is. Deshaun Thomas is a great player, too. This is a deep basketball team, folks. I mean, when you look at the stars, if I tell you David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are, you know, just going to have kind of a game, like Stevens is going to have a pedestrian game, that's not a bad thing that's going to happen. 13 points, Roddy 7, and then had back spasms, so he didn't really get a chance to get much. You know, he got back in the second half. And again, his presence is always going to be there. But that's what's going to be beautiful about this team, as I think they're going to have the best of both worlds. They're going to have their superstars, but they're also a team that when one of the superstars struggles a little bit, it looks like there's going to be two or three guys to pick them up. Deshaun Thomas had 16 points and 10 boards. And then the transfer, Chandler Jacobs, who we've talked about maybe being a difference maker. He had 15 points off the bench and 4 boards. So get ready. I mean, they got one on Friday. I said it was going to be another good one. They should roll Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then Sunday, Peru State College. And then Monday, November 15th, they play the University of Northern Colorado. So we're looking forward to that one. So we're excited about, well, at least I'm looking at the schedule. Maybe I'm looking at the schedule wrong here. No, I need to recalibrate. ESPN has that wrong. I just noticed that. That's not November 15th. They have that wrong. So we'll get that updated. I think it's later in November. November 20th, 25th or something like that. So ESPN has them playing on November 15th. So let's double check on that. 43 minutes after the hour. The CU Buffs got a win last night. It took overtime to do it. They beat a Big Sky Conference team in Montana State. Montana State was up pretty big, but the Buffs come back and get the job done. We're going to talk to Mark Johnson about it next. We'll take a short break, though. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.